Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman, where the truth can't be silenced. We're not going to be silenced no matter how hard they try. America held hostage day number 10. Today is Friday, January 29th, 2021. I want to welcome everyone to this program, I want to thank you for joining us. Please do me a favor. Regardless of what platform you're hearing this on, it could be Global Star, it could be Spotify, iTunes, or whatever the platform, do me a favor. Please subscribe to our Rumble video channel. Do that. Rumble. And, or if you, for some reason, don't want to subscribe to Rumble, subscribe to Brighteon. We're on both Rumble and Brighteon. We will never be on YouTube. Not while it's a communist tool, a tool for communists. Not one red cent, not one red penny, not one penny. Red penny, boy, is that dating or what? Not one cent to the communist infrastructure known as the global tech oligarchy. And that's what we're fighting. Opening up here, I just want to touch a little bit about what I said yesterday. If you didn't catch that 15-minute, 14:45, actually, a little bit of a statement yesterday, I'd ask that you do, because this is part two of that. Here's what's going on. I want people to really understand what is taking place right now. You're hearing, if depending on your level of knowledge and information or how informed you are, you're hearing about GameStop. That's the big one, but then there's Nokia, there's three others in addition to GameStop, four other stocks, Nokia, what were they? It really doesn't matter what, let me just, BlackBerry, AMC, and I believe an airline was in there, I'm not sure. But you're dealing with a set of stocks that the big hedge fund managers, big stock houses shorted. All right. So what they've done is they put a lot of money on shorting a stock, meaning they're, and this is a non-scientific explanation. It means that they believe the stock is going down. Okay. It's in fact, they're pushing the stock down. Again, I'm not being exact with my terminology here. Consult a stockbroker or do your own research on it. Well, what happened is groups and individuals got together using the platform Reddit and other platforms and said, hey, you know, GameStop, for example, that's one stock I like, and they're pushing it down and they're short selling GameStop. So a bunch of people got together ultimately and bought the stock. Really screwing up the short on by the hedge funds, meaning that they were exposing the big Wall Street firms to financial losses, big financial losses, not the least of which is Melvin Capital. But I digress. Okay, so what happened? You have a situation where, and here's the larger picture. Remember the too big to fail situation? Remember that? Well, this is too small to succeed. This is the opposite of too big to fail. This is too small. Well, it's an extension of too big to fail. Too small to succeed. The hedge funds are saying, no. Hey, we're working our plan here. We can't have the little guy, Joe Lunchbucket, go in there and screw us out of money. So what do they do? And again, this is a really diluted summary. They changed the rules. E-trade platforms, for example, Robinhood and others. Robinhood is connected to Citadel. It's my understanding. Check it out for yourself. But the current press secretary, Jen Psaki, her brother, possibly a father, but I believe it's her brother, is a managing partner in Citadel. Nothing to see here, right? Here's the situation. They the global oligarchy, this crony corporatism that we're watching, believes that you're too small to succeed. They're too big to fail. You're too small to succeed. And they change the rules in the middle of the game. You can't trade anymore. You can't buy long on these stocks. In other words, you can't put money into these stocks in order to raise the price of the stocks. That's you and I. They can do whatever the hell they want, but you and I can't. What has happened here? And I submit this for your approval. What has happened here is that you had a group of fearless and angry Gen X's, or millennials and Gen Z's, that have said, you know what? We're gonna burn this friggin' place down. For what you're doing, we're gonna burn this place down, because we remember 2008, 2009, at least our dads, their parents do. We know what happened in 08, 09. And you, crony capitalists, global oligarchs, you put a lot of people in misery, out of their homes. So what we're going to do is we're going to do end arounds as best we can and make the stocks go up. So what you're seeing here is not, it's not about any one stock. It's not about any one person. It's about a group of people, groups of people waking up to this global oligarchy, of these global capitalists, these Maoist, Marxist, Leninist, people who want control over every facet of your life. This is what you're seeing. And they're saying, no, not now, not today. And if we have to, we're going to burn it all to the ground. You have an SEC investigation, not against the brokerage houses. You have an SEC investigation against who? Against the people of Reddit. What the hell is that all about? Oh, wait, I know. We can compare that to this FBI, DHS, IC investigation against people who want to have their First Amendment rights and say, you know what? That election was stolen. Oh, you can't say that any more than you can say China virus, because we have an executive order saying you can't say China virus because that's xenophobic. People are getting sick and tired of this. They're waking up and they're saying, no, not anymore. Here's the line. You don't cross it. And if you think I'm getting fired up, or you think I'm fired up and you say, well, you shouldn't yell. Don't yell. Don't. You know what? It's beyond the time. You thank God I'm yelling, because there's a lot more after that. If you get my drift. This is a step to expose and take down the oligarchy, and it makes me very angry to see Bloomberg reporting, and listen to this language, Bloomberg reporting, this is a stock insurrection. Gee, where did we hear insurrection before? All of a sudden, that word is in vogue. If you're not angry, you're not paying attention. If you're not angry with the way things are playing out, you're not paying attention. If you think that everything is, you know, the puppy dogs and kitty cats and roses and, again, unicorn farts, if you think that's just the way it is, then you're not paying attention. But you say, what can we do about it? Well, look what a bunch of individuals on the platform did about it. They said, no, you're not taking our GameStop down. That's like brick and mortar blockbuster kind of thing for games. Okay. That's what GameStop is. Again, broad brushes. But in other stocks as well. But this is exposing the system for what it is, exposing the oligarchs for who they are, and sending a message across the bow of those people in charge, the Bidens. And don't forget, it was Biden who was put in charge of the 08-09 crisis, essentially. Now you've got Biden, Mr. Potato Head, along with, you know, pee pads and knee pads in the Oval and in the Naval Observatory there, or in the Blair House in this case, running things. And you thought it would be different. Buyer's remorse, Gen X.
Come on, man.
Yeah, come on. The thing, you know, the thing.
You know the thing. How's Hagman Report stock going?
I own it all, so it's going well.
Hagman stock.
Hagman stock. All right, so having said that, so folks, here's the takeaway. Understand what's going on. This is fighting back from, this is a grassroots fighting back. The SEC can investigate all day long. They're not going to find any kind of conspiracy to short the market and, or conspiracy to increase the price of stock. How about doing an investigation into the hedge funds? Oh, wait, they're too big to investigate. How about doing an investigation, a complete forensic audit into the votes? Oh, wait, can't do that. Well, Americans are sick and tired of the bull crap. Americans are sick and tired of the mealy mouths out there who saying, well, let's just go along, get along. Americans are sick and tired of not wearing one, but two or three masks. You know, I've got an idea. Those people who advocate wearing three masks, four masks or more, take a plastic bag and a zip tie and tighten that sucker as far as around your neck and tighten it as much as you can. And I guarantee you won't have to worry about catching the COVID.
Make sure it's a hefty.
Double bag it. And you wonder why I'm so fired up, because this platform among this platform, the Hagman Report, is under, well, how can I put this? I don't want to overstate this. They're looking at us for our role in inciting the Capitol riot. Well, it's Eric the Tech, not me. I'm throwing him under the bus.
The door knock list.
Go away.
Is anybody in there?
Even my dog. My dog's just all beside herself. All right. That brings me to the point now. It's all right, baby. They're not feds. It's okay. Brings me to my point now. We had Sam Andrews on prior to January 6th, and he was going to the Capitol, and he went to the Capitol. Reported from the Capitol, January 6th. Well, he got the knock. The knock! FBI. He's here to tell us about it along with Randy Taylor riding shotgun with me. Sam, I'm sorry for taking so long. I had to get that out of the way. I had to get that out of my system, or I was going to put a hole right through the drywall. So, go ahead. How you doing? Sam, you okay?
Hey, Doug, how are you, sir?
Hey, you know, keep that on while you're talking, man. You know, you wouldn't want to get the vid.
I was just trying out Fauci's multiple mask scheme, and you know, it wasn't working for me. It just didn't feel right.
No,
you know, having three or four or five masks on, it just didn't make a lot of sense to me. You know, I don't know, man.
I've
been an engineer for years. I'm always willing to experiment and try some new ideas and some new designs. You know,
but I got to tell you something though. If one is good, two's better, three's even better than that. Where does it stop? And the mask that you had on, though, what was it, biochem mask?
Yeah, that's what's called a CBRN mask.
What he said. That's good. I mean, I think we should go to shopping at Walmart with those things on all the time.
Well, I'm working on very carefully a new vaccine where you only need one. You don't need multiple shots. And it's... So far in the testing, it's proven to be quite effective.
Do you want me to set that up?
Go ahead.
we could go somewhere else, you know. I'm perfectly happy with leaving that subject right where it is.
I think maybe that might be good, but I've got a shot in the arm, shot in the head. Either way, you end up dead. So, okay. Well, so here's the story, folks. Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA, already, you know, just getting beat down by people. He's running a business. He's getting beat down, and so he takes time out of his schedule to go represent you, the people watching and listening, and us. In Washington, D.C., to say this election was stolen. He comes back, and what's he get for his trouble? Sam?
Well, Wednesday, I got a knock on the door from two FBI agents. I mean, absolutely beautiful human beings. Tall, thin, athletic guy, good-looking guy, beautiful young lady, dark black hair, looks like Wonder Woman, you know. Obviously intelligent, probably lawyers, probably degreed lawyers. I mean, these people were, I mean, if you talk about gorgeous-looking Americans, I mean, these people, this would have been like the best-looking couple you've seen in like 4 years. And they come knocking on the door, and my wife assumes that they're customers of mine, and she opens the door and invites them into the foyer area of our home. Well, they pull their credentials out and say, yeah, we're FBI. And she says, do you have a warrant? And they say, no. And she says, then you need to get out of my house right now. Well, I'm sitting in the kitchen working on the costing exercise for the court hearing. And that's coming up because there are Republicans trying to shut down our range. The wealthiest Republicans in Missouri are trying to shut down our range and take our range where we train citizens and law enforcement and military people. And so we're fighting this.
Sam, I'm sorry. Before you go on, can you ask them to take a paper target and hold it and go out 50 yards or so?
No.
All right. I'm just thinking. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. You can't let your emotions get to you in these situations. Of course, my wife was really upset that these people came in her house and then showed their credentials. And she was angry about that. I don't get angry about stuff like that. She's like, Sam, there's people here and they're FBI. And so I walk over to the foyer area and I look from the living room. I look down the foyer to the front door. And I see this guy standing with one foot in the foyer and one foot on the door sill after my wife has asked him to get out of the house. And
not good.
I looked at him and I said, do you have a warrant? He said, no, we're just here to talk to you. And I'm like, well, my wife asked you to get out of the house, so you need to back out of the doorway right now. And being a smart young man, he backed out of the doorway onto the front steps of the house outside the home. And I walked up to the door and I said, here's the problem, guys. You work for a criminal cabal. And of course, the woman is just making faces and rolling her eyes, right? And I looked at her and I said, you support and work for the people that want boys in your daughter's bathroom. You have lost 12 of your top 18 in your organization to corruption, but have yet to prosecute a single one of them. You hid evidence that would have convicted Hillary Clinton of crimes, your organization did, and sat on Hunter Biden's laptop. You destroyed ballots in Georgia. I watched. Your agents in your organization destroy evidence with my own eyes. You will never convince me that you don't work for a criminal cabal. And then the guy says, well, you know, we just really want to talk to you. At that point, I said, look, you guys, obviously nice people. You got into law enforcement at the federal level, wanting to serve your country, wanting to serve justice in the American way. I mean, I respect that. I get that. The problem is you're so young and naive. You literally can't admit you work for a criminal cabal. And now you have a nice home and a nice car and a good paycheck and a pension coming. And you don't want to leave the criminals. I said, if you want to talk to me and you're an honest guy, then you become director of the FBI and get rid of all the criminals in your organization and give me a call. I'll talk to you all you want. But clean up your own house first. And if there's a message for today's show, and it's a biblical message, it's not just Sam yakking, we need to clean up our own house first. And we have got to stop focusing on these federal criminals. We are not going to change them. we're not even going to affect the moves that they make in any way whatsoever. The only way to preserve America and this republic is to start with your state house and get rid of all electronic voting machines and counting machines. Go to paper ballots with a duplicate ballot behind it, a carbon copy that the voter takes with them, and by state law is required to maintain that ballot in a readable condition for 90 days. The beauty of this is that it takes the data out of the sole control of those that would cheat. And then any audit can be reconstituted and find the truth. So first things first, we've got to establish fair elections where we can elect people that represent us rather than having this corrupt cabal cram candidates down our throat that do not represent our interests. And we do that by taking control of elections first. That has to be the number one priority. And because of the Constitution, that's only done at the state level. The state legislators do this. In Missouri, we have ballots introduced. We have bills introduced in the Senate by Eric Burleson and also in the House that take Missouri, where I live, back to only paper ballots. Every Republican, every Christian, every libertarian needs to get in their state capitol with large groups of people and push this forward. If you don't have a legislation already proposed, take a look at Missouri's legislation. We also have something in Missouri that's being proposed that's actually been through two Senate committee hearings and passed already. And it is called the Second Amendment Preservation Act. If you don't have very similar legislation in your state, I would suggest you get together as a group and you demand something at least at the level of protection of the SAPA bill introduced into the U.S. or into the Missouri Senate. Now, SAPA doesn't go far enough, in my opinion. I support it because it's a move into the right direction. What we really need in every state is a law that's similar to SAPA, but SAPA only addresses the Second Amendment. What we really need are state laws that reaffirm and establish with teeth in the legislation that if the feds don't have an enumerated power in the Constitution specified, they cannot execute anything in your state pursuant to that. Now, if you go to, is it Section 2, Article 6, or Article 2, Section 6 of the Constitution, you'll find what we call a supremacy clause of the United States Constitution. Here's the thing. If you read that and you actually understand English, you understand that the feds have absolutely zero power to enforce any law that they don't have a specific enumerated power named in the Constitution. The Constitution is to limit federal power, not individual power. And so if you take this understanding and you can convince your state legislators to write a law that reaffirms not only the Second Amendment, but the First Amendment, got to deal with the censorship, I'll explain why in a minute, but the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, Seventh, the Ninth, the Tenth, these are critical because the feds are coming to destroy that in your state. They are not messing around. They're not kidding around. They're going to write executive orders and pass laws to destroy the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the thing that gives you an ounce of protection in this country. Your God-given rights are not effectively protected by your states right now. Now, what needs to happen is a law that says the federal government may use no state assets, no policemen, no equipment, no state police, no local police, no sheriffs. They can't use any state assets to enforce laws that they don't have an enumerated power for in the U.S. Constitution. But here's the thing. You've got to have teeth in the law. Remember when Lon Horiuchi shot Vicky Weaver, Randy Weaver's wife, in Idaho?
Yeah.
murdered this woman holding a baby in her arms, a threat to nobody. He got prosecuted in the state of Idaho. He was actually about to go on trial for that. And guess what happened? The federal courts remanded the whole case to the federal courts, took it away from the state circuit, and then dropped the charges. Okay? That's a problem. And so this law that defends the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Ninth and the Tenth Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, this law has to have teeth in it. Any federal officer that breaks that law needs to be tried and convicted in a state circuit court, and the law needs to be written in a way that prevents the federal court from remanding the case to the federal government. There is a clear conflict of interest that must be prevented. You cannot have federal courts and federal prosecutors that work for the executive branch of the federal government controlling cases where executive branch employees are violating your state laws. Now, the governors and the state legislators are going to have to go to Walmart and walk down the man aisle and buy themselves some Lee Press-On balls, because you actually have to have a spine to pass laws like this and stand up for principles. Well, I'm calling on the governor of South Dakota, who has more spine than any male governor I've ever seen in my life, to start the ball rolling. Okay? Kristi Noem is a righteous woman who understands what we're up against, and she needs to push her legislators to make this happen. So instead of just a Second Amendment Preservation Act, we need a Bill of Rights Preservation Act passed in every state. So if we can accomplish the elimination of electronic voting machines and draw a line in the sand on the 10th Amendment and this overreaching federal government, we will no longer have FBI agents knocking on our door trying to get us to admit to crimes that we never committed. You know, God bless these two young FBI agents. They're so indoctrinated by their academy, Quantico, that they actually believe that they're on the right side of the equation. But when you stand with them face to face and say, do you want men in your daughter's bathroom? Do you want us to be killing babies that have just been born? Do you want rich, wealthy people to control what you can say and what you do? Or do you want to live in a free society? And you tell them you're working for the wrong side. You're working for the people that want to kill babies. You're working for the people that want men in your daughter's bathroom, for God's sake. And you're working for people that want to oppress and intimidate your political enemies, right? These are the type of people you're working for. Perhaps you're working for the wrong side. Perhaps you could serve your country in a different way and not work for this wrong side. God bless you and your family. Be safe, right? But understand, you work for the criminals, and the evidence is overwhelming. Now, these young people, they literally, their jaws drop to their collarbone when you look them in the eye and tell them the truth. They have no answer. They don't even look you in the eye. They look at the ground, and they turn around, and they walk away. As they probably should. They've got a lot to think about. But if you're going to sell your soul for paycheck and pension, may God destroy you and your leadership. And I will smile when that day comes.
Randy?
I concur 100%. A lot of it, too, is when the FBI shows up at your door, you have no need to be intimidated. If you've done nothing, especially if you've done nothing, there's no reason to be intimidated. They put their pants on just like you do in the morning. And if you've educated yourself, as Sam's talking about here, and you know your rights, and you know these things, they cannot intimidate you. There's nothing they can do to you.
You've got a call by Lieutenant General Flynn for you there. If you want to take that and you two discuss that statement you just made.
I've told them before. If you know what you're doing, you stand your ground.
Go ahead.
General Flynn made some huge mistakes.
Yeah.
The problem the FBI agents at my door had is that I'm a hell of a lot smarter than General Flynn. Okay. And that's not me bragging. That's me talking about, you know, you have IQs and you have emotional quotients and you have wisdom quotients. You know, it's not just about intelligence. There's other types of intelligence. There's emotional intelligence. There's political intelligence. There's tactical intelligence, right? General Flynn actually believed in himself, a three-star general, a brilliant man that served his country wisely by any measure, but was so naive that he went and talked to FBI agents, which was an incredibly foolish thing to do. And then they twisted what he said, they modified 302s, and they convicted this man and ruined his life for a period of, what, 2.5 years?
The
first thing Sam did right was got him back out of the house. That was the first thing he did absolutely right, was get them out of the dwelling. I was told when I used to work contract work with these guys, and one of them told me, don't ever answer questions after you've let them in the house. And then he told me, don't ever let them in the house.
Yeah, my wife made a
once they're in the home, that's the same as consenting to a warrant. You're consenting. And once you let them in the house, the first thing, and I'll tell every little listener we have out there, if they come to the door, you keep them out of the house. And Sam did the right thing. He backtracked them right out of the house. Good eye on watching his foot. That's a technical thing that Sam picked up on. Where that agent's foot was. And I'm not joking with you.
No,
that's
they've never done that.
That's a very technical thing. And Sam caught it and got him out.
Yep, done it before.
Outstanding.
Well, it's a mistake to open the door for these people. You know, you should not trust, you know, an organization that tried to unseat a duly elected president in 2016 and that convicted a general that had committed no crimes.
Yep.
Okay. A great man. I mean, not just your average general. This guy was an extraordinarily intelligent, way better than average flag officer for the U.S. military. This man had protected the United States. He had done his job honorably. They didn't care. If they'll go after a president, if they'll lie about a president, keep in mind, they said Trump caused an insurrection with his speech that he gave. He incited insurrection. Well, there's a couple things I want to point out about that. First off, Trump's comments to go to the Capitol and let your voice be heard didn't come until after they rushed the Capitol. My men were there. There were 35 people on the ground watching from all angles. That was a media lie. That's a Democrat lie. And there's no truth in it. Trump's comment couldn't have caused people to rush the Capitol. The second thing, and I hate to point this out, but these liars are such fools. They're so dishonest that they literally try to modify the definitions of words. And I hate to explain this, but it's really quite obvious. Insurrections don't happen with old people carrying flags, not even Trump flags. Okay? People carrying flagpoles and demonstrating is not equivalent to an insurrection. Insurrections happen with pitchforks. Okay? And weapons and people being shot in mass, right? That's what an insurrection looks like. If you've never seen an insurrection, trust me on this, they don't happen with flagpoles and Trump hats. So God help these liars if there's ever a real insurrection at the Capitol. And of course, I expressly recommend that never happens, because spilling blood over Washington, D.C., which I've said before, is like fighting over a cow patty. It's a lot of blood, and you get this tiny little pile of shit for all your bleeding. Okay?
Right on.
So leave those criminals to their own devices. Worry about getting your own house in order. And I mean the House of Representatives in your state and the Senate in your state. Get these laws going. Get them passed. We can't wait till 2022. The executive orders from Biden, the aggressive nature of the House and the Senate with the Republican criminals in the Senate that have yet to be outed, the Mitch McConnells of the world, the Romneys of the world, right? And you Mormons, you God-fearing conservative Christian Mormons that have been so abused in this country historically, you helped elect Mitt Romney. Fix it. You live in Utah and you're a Mormon, get it done. Recall that clown, okay, and put someone that represents Christians' interests. And stop pretending like you don't own that. You know, and that applies to everybody. We've got Roy Blunt in our state. Calls himself a Republican, right? He's not. He's part of the globalist cabal. His best friend's trying to take our range and shut us down so we can't train civilians in high-end firearm skills. Right? They think they're going to break us financially. They're not, because we have people all over the country sending us money to help us. Thank you. If you sent money to the Freedom Center to help our legal fight, may God bless you and your family. So we're going to win. And that's the thing. When you get in these situations where Biden and the criminals take over the federal government, you have to understand. You have to have an ounce of faith. You have to have a long-term vision. The good guys win. Hitler took over Germany. Can you imagine in 1944 where the German people were emotionally? The walls were collapsing all around them. They were being invaded by multiple countries, right? Hitler's plan wasn't working. You know, he put too much energy in this place and not enough troops and assets in that place. And that's what evil does. It eventually causes you to make strategic and tactical errors because you're not thinking objectively. You're evil. God blinds you to the truth. And that's what happened to Hitler and brought his downfall. So understand, even though America is under siege right now by this criminal cabal, if you can stick to the truth, and you can have a grain of rice worth of faith, all this will be turned around, just like Germany was turned around. Look at, where's Angela Merkel these days? Running for cover, right? These people eventually get exposed. Was it a Chinese guy that said, there are three things that are not long hidden, the sun, the moon, and the truth? And so keep the faith. The good guys always win in the end. And if you read the last book in Scripture, you'll realize very clearly that the good guys win. So have some faith, play your role in building the kingdom, and enjoy yourself. I told my wife this morning, she's like, how are you feeling? I said, I haven't felt this good in 10 years. I mean, I feel great because all of this evil is being exposed. The Republicans that supported the impeachment of Trump, they gave us an assessment of themselves. The Mitch McConnells, the Mitt Romneys, the Liz Cheneys, what are there, 48,000 recall signatures in Wyoming to get rid of Liz Cheney? Good for you, Wyoming. Way to fix the problem. Way to own it and make a change. And see, we have a saying in special operations, if you don't own it, you can't fix it. Well, God bless the people of Wyoming for owning that mistake called Liz Cheney. Go get her and bring her down. Take her out of power.
That's what they're doing. Not just a censure, but a recall in addition to the censure. Go ahead.
Yeah, the recall. You know, and what I'd like to spend the balance of our time talking about is what can Americans do? What action steps can they take? And, you know, I've spent a lot of time being trained by survival experts and being in what some people would call survival situations. I call it thrive and smile situations, you know, just figure out what you can do and go do it and put a smile on your face. For God's sake, the big man's in control, right? You ain't got to worry. There's no worry, right?
Right.
You know, so let's talk about what can we do to defeat the enemy and to secure our own homes. I mean, if you're up for that, Doug, I'd love to give you my take on it.
Absolutely.
Go for it.
So one of the wisest men I ever worked for was Major General Bob Hollingsworth. He's a 2-star in the Marine Corps. And he's famous for this phrase, amateur study tactics, professional study logistics. When he said that to me in a meeting at the Pentagon, there was a colonel, a full bird, that I was going back and forth with about some tactical issue. And he said, damn it, Sam, amateur study tactics, professional study logistics. Let's move on. And, you know, he just kind of cut me off at the knees. And I thought I had a good argument. You know, I thought I was making a good point, right? Well, the general spanked me and told me to sit down and shut up. So that night at dinner, we were in the basement of the Republican National Committee having dinner down there. And we had some senators there. We had some chief CWO5s there that were straight up heroes. I don't think they had enough room on their chest to pin all the medals if they'd been awarded for serving their country. These were amazing guys. But there was a break in the conversation when everybody was eating. And I looked at General Hollingsworth and I said, could you elaborate a little bit on this amateur study tactics and professional study logistics? He said, well, it's not going to take much elaboration, son. He said to me, it's really simple. Basically, the first side to run out of food, water, or ammunition loses. It's that simple. And I'm sitting there, I'm scratching my head. Is it really that simple, or is he just playing me? But it's really that simple, guys. So let's talk about what you can do. We've talked about action steps that you can take politically. We've got to reestablish in the United States of America states' rights. And we do that with a Human Rights Protection Act legislatively. We kick the feds out of our state. We disarm them. We take their authority away from them, their presumed authority that they don't have, but they've been exercising on a false premise for decades. We get rid of that. We put teeth in the law and prosecute these clowns if they come into our state and violate our people's rights. Okay? We start electing prosecutors and judges that have some gonads, right? And we'll hold these people in state prisons if they violate our laws. So that's number one. Politically, number two, we've got to get rid of the electronic voting machines and get back to paper ballots with a carbon copy. Distribute the data to where the criminals don't have sole control of the data. Okay, so there's your first two steps. Now, let's take this big biblical principle of taking the log out of our own eye before we start looking at the speck in the criminals in D.C.'s eyes, okay? We've got to get healthier. We've got to stop drinking alcohol. We've got to cut back on the caffeine. We got to get rid of the carbs in our diet, up the amount of fat in our diet, right? And get the fat protein balance right and get the carbs way down. Okay. This will make you healthier. It will lower your blood pressure. It will change your ability to accomplish things and the amount of things that you can accomplish during the week. So taking care of yourself becomes very important. Now let's talk about your home. Having water stored inside, my wife and I were blessed to have 2 garages at our house. And so we have a couple of 600-gallon tanks where we store fresh water. You need 3 gallons per person per day for cooking, hydration, and personal hygiene. 3 gallons per person per day. Okay. So if you want to be prepared and independent, and not have to leave your home where you're easy to attack. And people say, well, why do I need the water inside? Well, it's real simple. If I want your water and your food and your guns and ammo, all I have to do is wait for you to walk outside and start a generator for a well pump or to turn a hose on or to do whatever it is you do to get water into your house. All I have to do is wait for you to walk outside, and I put one round right here, and I walk inside, and I take your food and your water and your guns and your ammunition. Okay? So if you have a bug-in strategy, it needs to be a bug-in strategy. It can't be bug-in until I need water and then go outside for a little while. Study the violence and apartheid in South Africa to understand what I'm telling you. That's the most recent example that we have of what's coming to the United States if these globalist criminals progress. Okay? Now, second thing, let's talk about being independent from a power standpoint. A lot of people have backup generators. Some of those generators run on gas. Some of those generators run on diesel. They have stored fuel in their garages or in their shed or wherever. Once again, you're now going outside, okay, to get fuel for your generator. I highly recommend you buy a generator that runs on propane and that you bury your propane tank in the ground and that you secure the top of the propane tank so it can't be attacked easily. And that you put your propane tank in a spot where you can cover it from inside your house. If someone tries to get to your propane tank, you can put one right here. Okay? Why propane? Well, gas and diesel, even with preservatives put in it, will go bad. Gas in about 6 months, and at about the 8th month mark, diesel fuel starts to degrade. It's still runnable in a diesel engine, but it doesn't make near the power that it does when it's fresh. Okay? You lose the structure of some of those carbon chains that make power. Okay? Propane, on the other hand, you can put in a tank underground. 10 years later, it's just as good as the day you stored it. So if you're talking about being independent, if you're talking about being able to live a lifestyle in your home where you're not dependent on the city government for utilities, where you have an option, a second option, a backup plan. Propane from a power generation or solar power to some degree is a much better answer than a gasoline or a diesel generator. Okay? Now, let's get to the use of force issues. Okay? You need semi-auto weapons with magazines preloaded. If you don't have those things and you don't have training on how to use them, all the food and water and propane that you've collected and spent your hard-earned money on, you're just collecting supplies for the biggest bully on the block. Okay? Now, learn how to use a weapon. Be efficient with it. Don't be average with it. Set a goal to be better than average. That's not hard. You can do that with a few days of training. Okay? Second thing about use of force. The lone wolf that has a bug-in strategy that's built this beautiful lair underground, okay, he's going to be one of the first guys to go. City people are going to be the first to go. And then they're going to come out and look for people like me, you know, that have guns and train people and are force multipliers for the patriots, right? They're going to come after people like me. I'm not hiding underground, right? I'm not going to hide. It's too easy to defeat someone that's underground. I scan the hillside with my thermal camera. I find out where their vents are. I go pour 10 gallons of gasoline down their vent, and I light it up. He's basically built and dug his own grave, and I've created a fuel-air explosive inside his underground lair, and he's neutralized. That doesn't take 3 minutes. That doesn't even take a SWAT team. That takes one guy. Okay? So don't pretend like you're going to disappear and hide underground from this. You're not. It's not going to work for you. What works is getting your legislature to pass state laws and use the National Guard to keep them at home. Use your guard in reserve. Those are state assets controlled by the governor. You need a governor that's not going to give the state assets to these clowns in D.C. and sign a Title 10 call-up. The feds cannot commandeer the guard, the National Guard, or the reserves without the governor in that state signing a document allowing them to do so. They transfer them when they do from state control to federal control. But you need a governor that's wise enough to keep the National Guard and the Reserve in your state. That's a very important point. You also need a sheriff in your county that's a constitutional sheriff. You need to be working towards that actively, not pretending like it's someone else's job. Find that guy, raise the money, and get him elected, and do it ASAP. Okay? Now, it's back to the lone wolf guy. Once you've got the state assets, you've got your sheriff that's a constitutional sheriff that believes in human rights, okay, free speech, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Tenth Amendment, right? You've got that guy in office. You have to simultaneously be communicating and coordinating with your neighbors, okay? You cannot be a lone wolf and protect anything past 15 hours. You got to sleep sometime. You got to shower. You got to eat. You got to use the restroom, right? So use your brain. Understand that the only way you defeat evil is to get with like-minded good people, okay? If you don't have two platoon-sized elements in your neighborhood, in and around your neighborhood, at least 60 men that are armed and proficient with weapons, you haven't done your homework. Okay, here where I live, we have lots of armed men that have trained. And we all are very like-minded. Now, we have a weenie for a sheriff. He's going to go away. You know, he's going to get replaced in the next election. We already have a plan to make him go away. And he's a spineless little whatever. Pretend to be a Republican, right? But doesn't stand for any righteous principles whatsoever. We've got a plan for that, right? And we've got hundreds of men here in my town that are armed and know how to use their weapons and are not going to stand for the feds coming in here and enforcing their agenda. Okay? And that's a good thing. That's what we need in every community. So you're going to have to make friends with your neighbors. I know your neighbors are weird. They're not like you, right? They say stupid stuff and they drive ugly cars. And their kids are a mess, right? They bully your kids. I get all that, right? Get over it. There are higher ideals, and your very survival is at stake here. So you really got to make friends with your neighbors. You got to learn to work together. You got to learn to be a community, right? That's important. Start with your church members. You know, if you go to church, if you're stuck in an American Christian church, may God help you, but Start with the good Christian men that go to your church or are part of your organization. Maybe you're part of an organization that does acts of service for the community. There are places you can start and start bringing people together. It's very critical at this point that you not leave that stone unturned. Okay? There's so many things like this that you could do. But the things that I've mentioned are absolutely critical. Getting firearms, getting training, getting to know your neighbors, putting together a plan, okay? Because the Second Amendment is about to be abolished by either executive order or by a plan voted on by Republicans in the Senate. And you need to be aware of that. You need to be aware this stuff's coming. And understand their plan. Their plan was to use big tech and COVID to institute a huge censorship program. Combine that with a corrupt scheme with electronic voting machines and then get their people installed in positions of power. Once those people have been installed, which they have now been installed, then it's by executive order or by legislation to remove every human right possible and then execute their plan of depopulation. Okay? So if 50% of health workers won't take the vaccine for COVID, why would you? Think about that now.
Yeah.
Some of the most educated medical people in the world are saying, do not take this vaccine. And there are even really smart researchers, PhD scientists, that are saying, this isn't a vaccine. It's an RNA modification tool that will eventually change your genetic code. Okay? Am I a DNA scientists? No. Do I think that when really smart people make statements like that, you ought to do a little of your own research, figure it out for yourself? You probably should before you take the vaccine, not after, right? So I don't ask anybody to take my word for anything, but I warned everybody in 2015 about the Oath Keepers, and a number of these Patriot organizations were infiltrated and controlled by the feds. Well, it came out that Stuart Rhodes is a federal informant. He sold the database of Oath Keeper members to the FBI to get his rights to fly back again. Well, last week, the head of the Proud Boys, right, was outed as being a federal informant of the FBI. Do you understand how this goes, guys? Okay, the leader of the Proud Boys is a federal informant, just like Stuart Rhodes. Anyone see a pattern here? Right? Now, I've warned people, it's not about militias. It's really about establishing committees, political committees in your community that that your local neighbors that are armed and trained are accountable to. That's the way the Constitution was designed. There's a brilliant man named David Callahan who's written a fantastic book on the Constitution and on the militia, the history of the militia, and why it's so critical to the security of the United States. I would highly recommend you read that before you go join your local militia, which is probably, I guess, a 99.999% chance is not a lawful constitutional militia in the United States of America. But you're going to need to understand some things about the militia that you never understood. And they were organic. They were derived from the political committees that were in the communities. And they were responsible through a chain of command to the governor of the state. Okay, if your militia doesn't fall under that criteria, it's not a lawful constitutional militia. Sorry to bring you the bad news. Don't kill the messenger, but that's the truth.
We got about a minute and a half, Sam and Randy. This hour's gone quickly.
This has been fantastic, Sam.
Well, I appreciate that. And so now you have one man's opinion on what Americans should be doing to fight the Republic. The other thing is get off Facebook. Okay, get on to USA.life, get off YouTube, get on to Rumble, get off Twitter, and get on to Parler. It's coming back. Okay, be ready when it does, but defund the enemy. Remember, amateur study tactics, professional study logistics. If you're on YouTube, if you're buying from Amazon, if you're using Facebook, right, if you're doing any of these things, you are funding the enemy. And you've got to stop that, and you've got to get your family members and your friends to stop.
That's where you heard them is in the pocketbook, folks. They cannot do this. They don't hold this clout without money. Take away their money.
Starve the beast. Sam Anders, thank you. Randy Taylor, thank you. And
Sam, thank you very much.
All right, brother. We're going to be talking again. Sam Andrews got the knock on Wednesday, fighting back, of course. Randy Taylor, thank you so very much. May God bless you. End of the first hour. I can't believe how quickly that hour went. And I want to thank both of you for allowing me my say at the beginning. I'm going to be right back, top of the hour break, listening to the Hagman Report right here on the Global Star Radio Network. And this come right back. HagmanStore.com. This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. Calm down now after a very hot intro of the first hour, and I apologize if it was sounding like I was complaining about anyone specifically in the audience. That's not the case. What I'm saying is we need, and I think what is happening here is the system, the oligarchs, the global oligarchy that's modeled after the Communist Chinese Party, that Biden and his son and the entire Biden family are beholden to, is being exposed and being chipped away. And you know, it says something too. I mentioned at the top of the first hour, too big to fail, too small to succeed. These go together. You know, it's interesting what happens, and Daniel Horowitz has got a great column out, came out this morning, and the title of which is The Robin Hood GameStop Scandal, Lockdowns, and a Two-Tiered Justice System. And he really kind of piles it all together. I'm not going to read any of it. You can find it, of course, Daniel Horowitz, That's Blaze Media, the Robin Hood, GameStop scandal, lockdowns in the two-tier justice system, bringing it all together. Don't forget, I mentioned earlier, it's my understanding, and I have to verify this, but you have the White House press secretary, who was an Obama assistant to the press secretary, I believe her position was, or she was in the communications realm under Obama, and she's depicted wearing a cap with a communist logo on the cap. You can find the picture online. That's Jen Psaki. It's either, I believe it's her brother. This, according to Wikipedia, prior to expungement, I believe, again, this is based on my research, but these Wikipedia, for example, gets edited constantly by people. You know, anyone can edit Wikipedia. But it would appear to me that James Psaki, one of the principals in the Robin Hood or Robin Hood Citadel, Melvin Capital, GameStop, that whole cluster, is her brother or some relative of Jen Psaki. So think about this, and of course Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, making so much money from this whole situation. And think about the oversight, the chairman or the oversight committees, the banking oversight committees. Everyone wants to get on those committees. Why? Because there's inside information that's given during the committee meetings. And of course, being a staffer or being a family member or being part of that inner circle gives you the edge up on the stock market. But you know, it's a problem when the capitalist market, or no, it's not a capitalist market. It's a crony corporatist market. The too bigs to fail. Well, they're shorting a stock, and the peons like us, the Joe Lunchbox, we come out and say, look, we like that stock. We don't want to see it go down, so we buy that stock, and the global corporate crony corporatists say, no, you can't do that because that's going to cost us money. I think one of the brokerage houses, I believe it was, let me just double check here. As of yesterday, I believe it was Melvin Capital, Citadel bailed out Melvin Capital. And as I said before, I believe Citadel, one of the managing partners, senior portfolio managers at Citadel, is related to the Biden's press secretary. But do you think that the media, the press, is going to ask her about that? No. It would only be President Trump's press secretary that they would ask about. But the four stocks, GameStop, Nokia, BlackBerry, and AMC, and there's another one there. You know, it's amazing to watch this Communist Chinese Party globalist structure, this business model, and the rules change. So we, the peons, cannot make money. And it's against the rules when we do. When we do it, it's against the law. But when they do it, it's okay. Which is why the SEC, again, to recap what I said the first hour, which is why the SEC is not investigating the hedge fund, big hedge fund, houses. No. They're investigating the activity on Reddit that started this, and the average person, the too small to succeed person. That's what's taking place. And this is okay? I don't think so. Which is why this is being shown for what it is. This is being shown that this corruption within the system is so great. And by the way, this is a uniparty deal. This is not Republican Democrat, or Democrat versus Republican, or progressive versus conservative. No. There are as many Republicans as there are Democrats. There are many self-proclaimed conservatives taking advantage of this, engaged in this globalist business model of the Communist Chinese Party. but we are a step closer, I believe, to exposing and taking down this oligarchy. And remember, I had spoken yesterday about the state-run media in communist countries. We have a media-run state. Don't think that for one moment, and this is the other part of it, which I didn't mention the first hour, is even promoting, for example, buying long on GameStop, for example, the big tech oligarchs won't allow that. You can't do that. They will suspend your account or you can't do that. The system is rigged. America is a captured operation. Right now, we are nothing more than a vassalary state of Beijing. With me is Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to feel good, if you want to insulate yourself against viruses or viri, what's the plural of virus? And if you want to kind of get a leg up on keeping yourself healthy, you need Health Masters. I take Health Masters. I'm going to tell you what, ever since I've been taking Health Masters, years now, I've not had the flu. If I've had a cold or felt punky a little bit, I'll tell you what, it only takes a couple of doses of Excellency to get me through that. I feel better now than I felt before. Talk about regulating blood sugar. They've got a blood sugar protocol. They've got an immunity protocol. They've got it all. Go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com. And while you're there, take advantage of listening to an hour informational download. Monday through Friday, Ted and Austin Brower get together and they have the Ted and Austin Brower Show. It's a premier father-son investigative and informational radio show on the internet. And that's at healthmasters.com. You'll see the blue tab over there and you can listen every Monday through Friday. I highly recommend it. It's necessary listening. And also on Sunday, too. Tune in for their Sunday broadcast as well. Go to healthmasters.com. Austin, thanks for waiting through this. And how you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing blessed, man. I was actually just looking at some of the market stuff on my phone. I was enjoying listening to you talk. One of my best friends that I grew up with, he's been day trader for about 4 years now, actually been very, very successful doing so. And he was actually involved in part of the entire Reddit thing that was going on starting last week into this week. So he's been kind of talking to me about it. He was actually over last night. We stayed up way too late last night talking and looking at some after hours trading. And so exactly what you just said happened. We had a group of individuals that said, hey, you know what? We're not going to let you short GameStop. We're not going to let you go bankrupt and basically then go in and buy their shares, you know, for dirt cheap and drive them back up. The manipulation of the market is unprecedented. We know that. And so what everybody did on Reddit, exactly what you said, is, dude, we've had enough. We're not going to let it go down. And it's back up, you know, like 320, 330 a share right now. It's insane. And he was telling me a lot of these kids made a whole bunch of money on it. But it's not going to stop there. What's going to happen now, and there's only so much regulatory pressure they can put on small traders without completely and totally blocking the market off. And he said what they've done now, everybody went to Webull, W-E-B-U-L-L. Hundreds of thousands of people have dropped Robinhood. You already went into the corruption with it. I was going to talk about it, but you nailed it spot on. You're 100% accurate on what was going on with Citadel and everything. They apparently, I think, have a $12 billion short loss that they have to cover now because of this exposure they put themselves out to. And, you know, good riddance. If they want to bet like that on the market, it's a gamble. Now, the thing that I've heard now repeatedly all week, and my good friend Fletcher that I've grown up with, it was over last night, he told me the same thing. He said there is a ton of chatter on Reddit now about the silver market. And what they're talking about doing is they're talking about moving a huge portion of their positions into silver continuous contracts and actually pushing the price up to where it's supposed to be. Now, they have just played around with it. There's been a few people that have been messing with today. Silver was only up like $1, $1.50 earlier this morning. But this is exactly what happened to GameStop a week and a half ago. You know, it was, you know, low teens, you know, single digit, and all of a sudden it creeped up, creeped up, creeped up, creeped up, and then just took a kite. And so I commend a lot of these young kids that are basically getting involved in this. Now, they do need to be very careful what they're getting involved in. The stock market's very volatile. It can be very dangerous, and you can lose a whole lot of money, especially if you start doing and putting margins in. So that being said, though, this is interesting to see, Doug, because we're finally starting to see people wake up to what's really happening. And if they go in and they do this to silver, however, there hasn't been any huge silver shorts going on right now. But if they bet long on silver and they start pumping in, you know, $2, 3, 4, 5 billion in the silver market, it's going to explode. There's no question about it. It's going to go up again. So it'll be something interesting to watch. I've been out of the market beginning last year. I kind of got out of a lot of stuff. I got back in last week when I kind of saw some stuff going on, and I've watched this now all weekend. So it's been interesting to be involved in it again. It's definitely not something I've enjoyed very much. It's kind of stressful, but there is so much cash floating around. And as far as I'm concerned, if these guys at Reddit pulled this off pretty well, there's a high probability they're going to do this again. And as you said, there's going to be investigation now. They're going to do a bunch of crap. What they're going to do primarily is to scare people. There's very little legality they can pull out to try to regulate people going long on a share. There's really no way you can say you can't go in and buy up shares. Now, Robinhood, they shut them down, but you know they intentionally shut that down. But like I said, Webull and a bunch of these other ones, they're not playing that game anymore. They're basically, you know, they've told everybody, we encourage this behavior. They flat out said that. Webull said, we encourage this behavior. This is open market. This is what the stock market's all about. It's one big, giant gamble. And you either make it or you don't. And so it's something that people have to realize. This is where we're at right now. But
it's my understanding, too, that Robinhood is 60% of Robinhood's business is funneled through Citadel, which makes this is a bunch of crap, and this globalist oligarchy is being exposed. And what you said about silver, I've been watching that real close too on the Reddit subgroups, and what I've been seeing is right now the current gold to silver ratio is about 73-1 roughly. Which means the price of gold per ounce is 73 times the price of silver, roughly. Naturally occurring silver is only 18.75 times as common as gold. So the ratio of 73-1 is just enormous. So what they're doing, just so people know, is, and I should add that the global industry has been able to get away with fixing the price on silver because there's so little new silver, and it's been that way for what, 80 years roughly, being mined and dumped. So the governments have dumped silver on the markets for 80 years, but now that silver vaults are empty, what we're going to see is this demand for physical silver, and that's when all bets are off and people are, you know, silver is going to skyrocket if that does happen. And if other things happen, but that's kind of like the bottom line. And this could really expose this globalist cabal. But go ahead, sir.
Oh, no, that's well said. I mean, and that's the thing that I've been constantly saying on our show now for the last week. Trump's gone now. There is no more Q theory. Nobody's coming to save anybody. If it is to be, it's up to the Patriots.
Amen.
And so it's time now people start taking responsibility and say, okay, we have to start doing stuff. We have to get involved. I talked about our show in detail. Yesterday, Ted and I went to a city commissioner meeting over the plan of trying to put a giant storage unit facility in right across from the two churches that we live at. And it's all residential. And, you know, we pitched a fit about it. And I was very aggressive. You know, I didn't cuss anybody, but I was very aggressive and told, we don't want this. Whole group doesn't want it. Everybody kind of started rallying behind me and they're like, no, we really don't want these. And I said, no. I said, we're not going to approve this. And I said, wait until we have the vote to rezone it for commercial and wait till I bring 100 of my friends in here and we all vote no. I said, you guys really want to play this game with us right now? I said, because quite frankly, we're tired of it. We're tired of people coming in, owning one giant sector, pouring out the area with commercial, putting in all types of cheese ball dumpy stuff, ruining giant areas, cash cowing it, and then selling it in 5 or 10 years, and then they run off to their farm or country club or whatever property they have out of state, and they completely and totally hoard out the market. And so we've all started to get really, really vocal in this area because in Central Florida, especially in Auburn area where we live, it's always been a very, very rural area. The roads are small. There's lots of orange groves, lots of woods, not a high population density. What we have found now is that over the last 5 to 10 years, the developers have realized what the gig is over here, and that property values are very cheap compared to other areas like Orlando and Tampa. So they've been coming in and buying up these huge swaths of property and developing them. Sometimes them doing, you know, a Publix, which I don't have a problem with. Sometimes doing McDonald's, which I have no idea why we need more McDonald's anywhere in the country at all. But then they put the Amazon warehouse, and they're the same ones that got this 1.1 million square foot Amazon warehouse railroaded through after they lied to us and said that they weren't going to use any type of large commercial space for that. It was basically going to be like a strip mall, and they're going to have little business shops on it. So they said it about a couple years ago. And I wasn't involved that much with it because I was like, eh, you know, whatever. Then all of a sudden we turn around, bam, Amazon gets put up. Oh, Amazon put the bid in. They wanted to go ahead and put their facility here. I'm like, you lying piece of crap. You did not just accidentally figure out that Amazon wanted to put a warehouse here. It had been planned from the start, we found out. And even when the individuals on the city commissioner board got found guilty by an ethics committee and basically got kicked off the board, the board came back and reinstated him back on the board after he got kicked off. Almost all of them are basically Freemasons. They're a nightmare to deal with because they all basically rub each other's back. They all get cash under the table, and we've had enough of it now. So we're getting very vocal. This has to start happening all over the country now. In some areas, it's going to be easier than others. Some areas, it may not even be worth trying to salvage, like areas of California. You're not going to do a whole lot in LA County, just being honest with you. The best bet is that is go move somewhere that basically prioritizes and respects your rights. But this is what the position we're in right now. And so I just encourage everybody, get vocal, get loud, make your voice heard. We do not have the luxury to be silent anymore. Nobody is rooting for us. We have a bumbling buffoon in office right now that literally is signing executive orders as fast as he can write his pen on it. He doesn't even know what he's signing. A lot of people saw that video the other day. He goes, what is this one? What am I signing on this one? They go, oh, you just signed right there. He goes, okay, boo. Sits there and signs it again. And I mean, he signed more executive orders in like the first day than any other president in the first couple weeks. And now I think he's up to like 40-something executive orders. He's writing them so fast, we don't even know what he's signing. And obviously, these were pre-planned and ready to be signed from the very beginning. And so what I think is about to start happening now is we're about to see some very serious ramifications of the communist takeover of our capital and of all of our branches. And there's a reason why now they're putting up a permanent 10-foot security fence around the entire Capitol building. Now, if you've seen that now, they're making a permanent fence structure around the entire Capitol, not a temporary one for protesters, none of that, a full security fence just like they have around the doggone White House with security around it. Now, you have to ask yourself a question. Why, in the history of the United States Capitol, this has never been done, now, all of a sudden, we have a president who's writing executive orders like they're going out of style, and we're putting up a full-blown 10-foot-tall security perimeter around the entire Capitol building to be permanent. To me, just to me, that tells me from some deductive reasoning, they are planning on doing some very, very egregious things over the next couple months, and they want to make sure they do not have another protest of basically individuals that are sick of what's going on and walking into the Capitol and protesting. That, to me, is it appears what's going on. But again, that's just my opinion. Very, very strange times we live in, but I have to say, there's nothing boring about them at all, Doug.
No, definitely not. And I think your opinion is based on some solid fact and research. Don't forget, last when was it? It was the 27th, Wednesday. It feels like, you know, 100 years ago now. Wednesday, the 27th at 11 o'clock in the morning, the intelligence community listed or submitted this national terrorism bulletin that essentially what this did. And I'll just read the summary to you. The acting secretary of Homeland Security issued a national terrorism advisory system bulletin. It's NTAS bulletin.
Yep.
Heightened threat environment across the U.S., which DHS believes will persist in the weeks following. And again, this is an interesting turn of phrase. The successful presidential inauguration. What in the hell does that mean?
But, yeah.
But hold on. Information suggests that some ideologically motivated violent extremists with objections to the exercise of governmental authority and the presidential transition, as well as other perceived grievances fueled by false narratives, could continue to mobilize or incite or to incite or commit violence. In other words, what they're saying, go ahead and question the legitimacy of the elections. You're an insurrectionist and you fall under this national terrorism mandate here. And the duration is until April 30th of 2021. So the bottom line here, you're right. And so to the corporate oligarchs following the Chinese Communist Party model, this is what happens when you lock down people, when you limit their rights, and then you put Mr. Potato Head in office along with the knee pads, Kamala Harris. Okay. And right now there are only 22 EOs on the Federal Register. That's going to grow, of course, because they can't keep up with the processing of the EOs. I think you're right. It's 40 or so, 37 that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Yes. So, and then they tell you, hey, not one, not two, three masks. Okay. When you do go out,
yeah.
What a bunch of crap. You might as well take a hefty contractor's bag, put it over your head, as Eric says, and put a zip tie around. I guarantee you won't get the coronavirus. Just give it about 6 minutes and then,
Yep.
So there you have it. So yeah, very well said. Very well said. Austin Brewer, healthmasters.com. Very, very well said. So they need that fence because there are people, and it's interesting. Pelosi just came out within the last 24 hours saying the enemy's within. There's enemies within Congress too. How dare these people bring a gun to Congress? Lauren Boebert. How dare, people talk about the Second Amendment and the First Amendment? This woman is off her chain. I mean, this woman is absolutely, Pelosi I'm speaking of now, off her chain. She's nuts. And she wanted to have, 50 cal, turreted, vehicles around the Capitol? Here's what I want to know. What's the threat? Don't give me some NTAS bulletin saying that, there's a check. What's the threat? What's the real threat?
The direct threat, yep. No, I've said the same thing, Doug. This crap that they came up with, and now they're wanting to do the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2021, H.R. 350, they're trying to ramrod through. And what's interesting about this is I detailed it on my show this week, is the entire bill – all it keeps referring to is domestic terrorist white supremacist threat. But there is no significant threat in that category. That's what they keep coming up with, and they say the term over and over and over again. And that's exactly what I've been saying, the same thing you just said. What specific threat or knowledge do they know is coming? Do they say, oh, we know we have five white supremacists that we're watching right now that have actively got surface air missiles from Syria and brought them to the United States and plan on using them in this certain fashion? There's none of that. That's not happening. They're lying about every single narrative they can twist and manipulate. So anything you say, anything you disagree with, anything you don't go along with the narrative, you automatically are categorized as domestic terrorist. That is textbook fascism and communism in its highest example. You do what we say, you follow our agenda, or you're the big bad boogeyman. And that's what they're doing now. What are they so scared of? They're scared of Americans coming in and saying, you guys are not the elite. You are elected for a government by the people, for the people, and you are not doing your job. We're kicking you out. And the thing that they don't understand is we actually have a constitutional right to be able to do that. That is why they're putting up the fence. That is why they're so terrified. They know exactly what's coming next. And it's what you call Mr. Potato Head. I thought that was a very accurate term to describe him as. When I saw a thing the other day where they were talking about on NBC, we posted it on ST Brower with the two masks. And then, well, if you wear three masks, it's even more efficient. And I started laughing. I put something on there. I sent it to her. And I said, well, what works great, it's like what you said. I said, if you take saran wrap and you do saran wrap around your entire face, front to back, all the way around. You do like 10 to 15 layers of saran wrap. I said, we're great. I said, nothing gets in, not even oxygen. I promise you, you won't catch the virus that way. And, a lot of people like thought it was a joke, and it was a joke for the most part, but I'm like, where's the line going to stop with this? How scared are people going to be being told to be scared? There's nothing to be scared about. You take supplements, you exercise, you stay healthy. If there is a virus out there, here's the thing I told somebody the other day, because they had this argument when they said, well, Austin, you're really healthy and you don't have any sick family that lives with you. My mom is, she's older and she's more fragile and she has comorbidities, so I have to be super careful about what I do. And I looked at her and I said, what's the absolute worst case scenario? She goes, well, she dies. I said, absolutely. I said, is she saved? She goes, well, yeah. I said, okay. I said, so the absolute worst case scenario is she catches this virus and she dies. I said, which I don't think is going to happen because I've already told you to put her on vitamin C and D3 and you've listened to me about it. And they go, well, yeah. And I said, so why are you scared? If your trust is in God Almighty and you know what the afterlife is and you know what heaven is, and that's the worst case scenario, why are you living your life in a perpetual state of fear 24/7? Because they're like terrified. They're like, well, you have to wear a mask. You can't do this. I can't believe these people are being so, you know, just unbelievably discourteous to everyone for not wearing masks. And I'm like, dude, do you not realize what's being done? You're sitting here claiming you're a Christian, but you're literally shaking in fear every single day because you're told to be scared. Not because there's a legitimate thing in your face. If you walked outside and you said, listen, the virus is right here. It's right here. We've sprayed it. We've contained it. It's in this box right here. Okay, I'm not going to walk in that box. Should I be, you know, cautious of that box? Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that box. There is no box. There is no virus floating around on the sidewalk in the middle of the day. There's a virus that floats around just like the flu that can be go from person to person. That's what's so stupid about this concept. And then you have this article from Denmark now, excuse me, from Germany, one of the first studies done on children and teenagers wearing mouth and nose coverings all the time. And the researchers out of the University of Wittenherdecke set up the first registry to report effects of wearing of masks in children. 363 doctors were invited to report their findings and asked parents and teachers to register side effects of masks. They were surprised by the elevated number of reports. They found 25,930 direct complaints were entered in less than 6 days of the registry opening. The main one was irritability, headaches 53%, difficulty concentrating, fatigue and drowsiness, sadness, impaired learning. Imagine what happens when you reduce oxygen. They also had allergies, hyperventilation, fainting spells, and nausea. And they said roughly 25% of the children were claiming they had anxiety now from wearing the mask all the time. The investigation concluded that high frequency and wearing of masks is a serious health threat to young children. Why are we still playing this charade? Why are we forcing 2- and 3-year-old little children to strap a face mask on when they've already shown there's a 99.9998% survival rate if they even catch it? And it's very rare they even catch it. This has to stop, Doug. The lunacy has to stop. It's exactly what I said at the beginning of the show. If it is to be, it's up to us right now. Get involved locally. Get involved in the county. Get involved in politics. Do the best you can to be standing up for the truth. They just showed us how far they do not want us going with shutting down Robinhood because they basically couldn't cover their shorts. This is not going to stop, and as long as we keep consenting and everybody keeps going along with the flow, it's not going to get any better. That's why Biden came out now, what, a couple days ago, and goes, oh, well, the virus isn't going to go away in, you know, a couple days. It's going to be here till the fall now. We've got to get ready for the virus to be here till the fall.
And well, Austin, I got to tell you something. I do believe that we all have to get together, and I think you're 100% accurate. Say enough is enough. We live our life. We open up as normal. We live our lives. But here's the other side of this that I want to address with you. I want to talk to you about because here's what I'm seeing right now. You notice that, Fauci, that garden gnome is off of his leash now. Okay.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not a doctor. I'm not, but I've never seen somebody who loves a camera. I mean, if there's a camera 6 blocks away, he's going to find it. He's going to sniff it out and he's going to be in front of it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But here's where I'm coming from. I believe that what happened here, especially, and this ties in with Mr. Potato Head's executive order saying you can't say China virus because that's xenophobic.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, bite me. Okay, because it is the Communist Chinese Party virus. That was a phrase I believe that was originated with the Epoch Times. But anyway, having said that, here's what I want to know. Where did this come from? Well, in my research, and I've been doing a lot of research, I mean, I want to know exactly, I'm with the facts. Where did this come from? Who's responsible for it? And how did it get to this point? And who weaponized the response to this? Well, I know that part. That's easy. But I'm a fan of Miranda Devine of the New York Post. She's an intrepid reporter in New York Post, and she really got into some details. And you know, isn't it interesting where we found that, I think it was in 2014, the United States government says that you cannot, in any lab, any P4 lab in the United States, you cannot and must not do any research on gain-of-function experiments. In other words,
yep. Deal
with, okay. So what Fauci and NIH did, through Fauci, they funded that research offshore in China at the very P4 Wuhan lab where this originated from. It didn't come from a the wet market. And the only people pushing that are the very people who were behind the processing and funding of the research of the gain of function, which took the virus from the bat dung dust in a cave a thousand miles away, or hundreds of miles away from Wuhan, brought it into Wuhan, and then tweaked it so it could jump species to people. So it's, and then after that happened, so Fauci, we better be looking at Fauci and saying, hey, what was your role in this, in funding this? And secondly, chairman, not president, but chairman Xi Jinping of China. And isn't it interesting that the linguistic deception here by CNN, MSNBC, and even Fox saying President Xi Jinping. No, it's chairman, Communist Party chairman. He lied, and then everything went haywire here in the United States. And it was President Trump on the 31st of January who said, okay, well, you've got to stop flights, and you're stopping flights from China. Well, what was Biden's response? Biden went absolutely ape, you know, crazy, saying, well, that's xenophobic. You can't do that. And now we got, again, Biden, Mr. Potato Head, you know, doing the bidding for Beijing, and Xi Jinping, here in America. So it's this vicious circle that we're seeing, and we're not getting the true story from any media. And the mainstream media, you know, or the alternative media, the new media, a lot of these people, I've got to tell you, Austin, a lot of these people are out to flipping lunch. I mean, they've lost their sanity in many cases. It's what you said at the beginning. We are on our own. There's no magic spell. There's no secret plan that's going to come in and rescue us. It is us. It is only us. And I like what you said.
No, you nailed it on the head. Fauci is probably right at the top, I would have to say, of being directly involved in this. Exactly what you talked about with the money funding in Wuhan. Also, remember, too, Fauci has been, as far as the advisor to, like, five presidents since, like, the mid-'80s. This man has never gotten off away from anything. No president has basically made him step down. Whatever he does, whatever control he has, is very significant. He also is the highest-paid federal employee in the entire country. He makes, if I'm not mistaken, as of 2019, $420,000 a year salary. He makes almost twice of what the president of the United States makes. Now, that should be a very significant issue for anybody that's awake when you realize you have the individual that helped fund the Wuhan virus to make gain of function with COVID virus to jump from bat to humans, that then comes in and has a very strong financial stake in Moderna, the top company that gets a huge multi-billion dollar grant from Operation Warp Speed, that rolls out this vaccine now that's unbelievably toxic. People are dropping dead. People are getting sick. People are being hospitalized all over the place. And now we're seeing this real second wave of COVID because of the virus in the vaccine as far as the trigger. Now, I told you guys before, this vaccine is not an actual real vaccine. It makes your body produce the virus. It is not even registered as far as a legitimate terminology as a vaccine. This is why the FDA has not approved it for human use at all. It got emergency authorization use. Those two are completely different things. And most people fail to understand that. I'm getting reports after email after email after phone calls after text messages of people that are calling me up saying, dude, I'm working in the medical community. We got people dropping dead left and right. We got elderly people in nursing homes dying within 24 to 48 hours after this. And they said, the sad part is, after 20 minutes, they do not count it as a vaccine adverse condition. They're told you have 20 minutes to monitor them. Any significant adverse condition within 20 minutes, you report it. Anything else after that, whatever the problem is. One of my friends that's up in Missouri City, he's a doctor up there. He said out of the 300 that they were vaccinated in this nursing home, seven of them died in less than 48 hours. Every single one of them they put down as either a cardiac event or a basically other type of health-related event. And he said there's no place to put down anywhere on there of what you can say as far as a vaccine death. Zero. There's none. And so this is what they've continued to do now is twist the narrative, and it's being so underreported. And what we're going to see is over the next couple months, with people getting the second round of doses and starting to go out and still being exposed to other viruses, you're going to see people get sicker and sicker and sicker. I just got a phone call from a buddy of mine. His girlfriend's a nurse at Lakeland Regional. And she basically, they had a physician, a very well-known physician in there. I'm not going to name any names. But he got his first dose, you know, just okay. Didn't really have any major side effects from it at all. Just got his second dose this week and had to be hospitalized. Had a horrible reaction to it. And now they can't find out what's going on. They basically blacklisted everything. All the nurses are trying to find out what's happening. They said, oh, he's perfectly fine now. He's stable. We sent him home now. He's just going to take a little leave of absence for health. And they're like, what the heck happened? They said this physician's really well known. He's really healthy, and now we can't find out what the heck happened to him. Same thing that happened to that girl up there. I forgot her name. The one that basically got injected. 5 minutes later, she passes out on the ground. Then all of a sudden, she's gone. Her Instagram has still not been updated since December 14th. Nobody knows where she went. There's no videos, no photos, nothing of her have ever existed again ever since she got that jab. What's going on with this stuff? Tiffany, that was her name. What's going on with this stuff? And to me, I think this is the biggest scam that's going on that nobody is looking at or talking about because, again, why? The populace has been trained to fear what they're told to fear. Be scared of the virus. Stay at home. Put three masks on. Don't get near people. Surely don't talk to people. Don't have fun. This is what they've done now. They've told everybody what to do and what to be scared of to the point now you have people that really are blindly running to get their first injection as fast as they can. And I truly believe this vaccine, this not vaccine, this RNA technology injection device is going to cause some serious health problems. Probably not just with people that are getting injected with it, but also the ability that they're going to be spreading now a different form of almost a mutated form of COVID. And so, you know, it's something that we all need to be very aware of and very, very awake on and be getting this news and truth out there because the mainstream media, boy, if they've ever censored stuff and tried to manipulate the narrative, now they're doing it more than anything. That's why all you hear is pro-vaccine, pro-vaccine, get your vaccine, pro-vaccine. That's all you hear in the media. As soon as something negative comes up, dude, it gets buried so fast you can't even find it with a shovel. That's exactly what they're trying to do right now is to keep people from realizing how toxic this injection device is until everybody starts having health issues. And then what they're going to do is, you mark my word on this, I will bet on this, is that they're going to turn around and they're going to say, oh, well, the reason why everybody's getting sick, the reason why all these people are dying again, you know why? It's because the non-mask wearing, non-vaccinated individuals, they're the super spreaders. They're the ones that are spreading it still. You got vaccinated, but they're spreading a mutated virus that doesn't work with the vaccine. It's their fault, guys. It's their fault this is happening right now. We need to make sure everybody gets vaccinated and everybody wears their mask. You mark my words if you don't see that in the next couple months, Doug, when you have a huge, huge fallout from this injection device and they figure out who to blame it all on. They already know the way to play this game. They figured it out very, very easily, just like you said. The domestic terrorists, what threat? What threat is the white American causing right now? Other than we're not happy with a completely stolen election. We're not happy with a potato head in office that's signing executive orders blindly. And we sure are heck not happy about them putting a 10-foot tall security perimeter fence around the Capitol without any just cause whatsoever. This begs the question, what do they have planned in the next couple months, and what are they trying to do to make sure they shield themselves from any significant blowback, at least in the physical realm? That's clearly what I'm looking at.
You know, Austin, and just to keep on the subject of the security at the Capitol, U.S. Capitol building, I don't think the American people, because the mainstream media doesn't show this, I don't think they understand how dramatic this is when you've got razor wire that's looped through the fence, this 10-foot high, 10-foot high fence, and the I mean, they made it into a Baghdad green zone.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So, and think about this. All right. Back in the 70s, 60s, and 70s, and even 80s, 1983, Capitol bombing of 1983, bombings at the Pentagon and Capitol in 1970s. You had an incursion in the Capitol by foreign nationals back in the 50s, shootings of in the Capitol in the 50s. You had 9/11, and we didn't see any kind of response, not even close to this. So, are you telling me that there is a threat that goes well beyond 9/11, or, and I believe this to be the case, this is a psychological operation that will paint you and I and others like us into domestic terrorists to plant in the mind of the American people that we are the ones that are the dangers, and we have to be reprogrammed, deprogrammed, as they say, as the mainstream media says, or exterminated if they can't and people say, well, that's just BS. No, it's not. Talk to Larry Grothwell. Sadly he's gone, but read his material, go back and listen to our interviews. He said look, the plan is, and I've got this as well from sources, you know, that I've spoken to, they plan on neutralizing all Christian conservatives and all conservatives that believe in freedoms, in the First and Second Amendment. Look what they've done with the First and Second Amendment, which is coming. Yep. So all of this is leading up to this crescendo, and we better be prepared for it, which is why you need Health Masters nutritional supplements. Now, I'm going to keep talking to you about this until you do it. Go right now or after the show and order from Health Masters, at least your ultimate multiple. But I would go the entire route. I mean, look, you need this to because the food's not giving it to you, the nutrition, with all the environmental stuff going on, you need the Health Masters nutritional supplements. Do it now. Immunity packs, just check on your screen, folks. Just do it now. Healthmasters.com. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I've encouraged everybody to do this, and a lot of people that have listened to me are unbelievably healthy now. They don't get sick hardly for anything. And we have to understand that our health is our most valuable asset. And we can't be a resistance. We can't stand our ground, nor can we do anything if we don't feel good and we're not healthy. Everybody's been, you know, sick before, had a bug or stomach bug or the flu or something in those cases. How resistant are you when you feel horrible, the 103 degree temperature, and basically you have a stomach bug? You don't want too much of anything but lay in bed and sleep. You feel horrible. Well, that's the case. That's why they've done this, to try to neutralize the populace. Not only to scare everybody, raise everybody's cortisol, make them put on a mask so they don't get exposed to normal germs and bacteria anymore, reduce oxygen, increase CO2, which makes your blood more acidic, which causes more strain on your organs and increases cancer, and the list goes on the line of what they're trying to do. They're trying to get everybody as sick as they can. You can't tell me that walking around all day with a big old wet cloth over your face that you're breathing in and talking through all day, touching, moving, grabbing, and going in and out of places all day long while it's contaminated and moist and breathing through that wet, dirty air filter all day long. You cannot tell me that does not have some type of long-term side effects, because the research has shown it does. That's why it's had a massive uptick in bacterial pneumonia now in this country, out of nowhere. And it's not because the COVID is making everybody have this. It's because your body's not designed to breathe through a dirty, wet air filter all day long. But yet this concept eludes a lot of people. So, again, we have to stay healthy. The vitamin C, the D3, and the zinc are the virus protection kit. I put that together, a basic kit on sale, 15% off. Simplistic, the whole family can take it. Incredibly effective. Really, really important. It's got the quercetin with the vitamin C. It's got the high dose D3, and it's got the zinc glycinate. Those three right there in and of themselves, I have seen work wonders last year with all kinds of different things, not just COVID, but also with other types of, you know, health or any type of sickness that people have gotten. And so does that mean that we shouldn't worry about being, you know, sanitary? No, of course. Wash your hands. Use proper hygiene. You know what I mean? Do smart things. But we don't have to walk around and live in fear, be afraid to talk to people without a mask on, and be so scared to go anywhere because, oh, the big bad virus boogeyman. They always have to have a boogeyman. And you know this as well as I do, Doug. It's always changed. About every decade, there's a new boogeyman that comes out. Oh, it's Al-Qaeda. We got to attack the Middle East because of Al-Qaeda. Oh, Al-Qaeda's turned into ISIS now. We got to attack ISIS. Oh, it's North Korea now. North Korea is the big bad boogeyman. Oh, it's Iran now. Iran's the big bad boogeyman. Oh, it's the virus now. The virus is the big bad boogeyman. Oh, it's the domestic terrorist white supremacists in this country now that basically are being labeled as that when they're simply Christian Americans that don't want to go along with nonsense. I mean, why are we even discussing the context of sending money to other countries to pay for their abortions? Why in the world is that even a topic that we would bring up right now, especially in the midst of what this alleged pandemic is doing? They come out all the time, they say, the economy's hurting, the people need money, they need stimmy checks. And you go, okay, cool. How about we take some of that money that you're funneling to other countries to pay for their gender studies and their abortions and their militaries, and you give it back to the people, since we're obviously going to be in debt anyways on it. But again, it's like you said, rules for thee, but not for me. The peasants can't have money. We can't let the peasants hit the market and basically hit all the hedge funds on their shorts and call them. We can't allow that to happen. We can't let young kids that basically speculated on the market on GameStop go make $400,000 or $500,000 in a couple days. You can't let that happen. As the peasants start getting too rich, they start getting too militant, and they don't want to take any crap. So you got to make sure you shut it down. This is what they're doing. And so our voices have to get louder and louder and louder until they cannot silence us anymore. They cannot pretend that we are not there anymore. And we have to continue to keep the fight strong and alive. And again, I'm going to say it again. There's no special plan coming to save us. There is no Q anymore. It was a full-blown psych-up, as we already saw this now, partially run out of Citibank. It was complete and total sham. It was a lie from the very beginning, and everybody needs to realize it and address it and say, okay, we got swung on this, but we've addressed it now. We know now what to do and what not to do. But the problem with it is so many patriots are still stuck on this false hope of, oh, Trump's running the country from Mar-a-Lago. He's doing all this stuff. You don't know what's happening right now. The military's putting in a whole new government. This is why. Oh, Biden's just signing executive orders to make it look like he's doing something. And I'm like, dude, stop. Stop. Just stop.
Oh, you know, Austin, I got to tell you, okay, I want to slap people. I really do. And you know, don't tell me he's, you know, the 19th president of the Republic of the United States, the real republic, and Biden is, you know, running the corporation within the confines of D.C. Don't tell me that. That's going around, okay? And people friggin' believe this. What is wrong with you? Not our audience, because I believe our audience, yours and mine. I think
they're sharp.
Yeah, but there are people still believing and holding out hope. I just have to, I have to ask, what's wrong with you? You know, no one is coming to your aid. Do you understand? Is it that difficult? You know, as when you reach adulthood, you think about adult things. You act like an adult. You don't play child games and engage in childish mental exercises like this. You know, it just blows my mind. No, JFK Jr. is not going to come out and be some, you know, he's not going to be shown in having lunch with Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago. That's not going to happen. So stop it. Go ahead. I just had to get my 2 cents in there.
No, it's well said. You said it just as well as I did. And so what I encourage everybody, I'm going to say this again. People keep asking, what should we do? I'm telling you what to do. You got to listen. Gotta listen. I know our listeners listen. I know your listeners listen. Forward this show and get to people. If you're a patriot, if you're American, if you're a Christian, if you're willing to stand up for your freedoms that we are basically watching evaporate right in front of us, you have to start getting involved locally. You start having to make your voice heard. You have to start spreading this information like wildfire. We cannot sit back idly by on our hands and shut our mouths and say, you know what? We'll just do more lockdowns. We'll just wear a mask. It'll be over soon. Let's just get it over with. And that's what we've heard now for the last entire year. You know, once we figured out a plan's going to happen. I learned a long time ago living in the state of Florida that nobody's coming to save you in this state. You either make it or you die down here. It's just what happens. There's a whole lot of things to kill you. Between the meth heads and between the horrible drivers and between the water moccasins and the crocodiles and the rip current in the ocean, something's going to try to get you at one point in your life down here on a regular basis. And you got to figure out how to deal with it. Or if it's not, it's going to be the hurricanes. And I joke about it all the time, but that's why people come down and go like, man, it gets pretty wild down there. I'm like, hey, it's the Wild West in some areas. Everybody's still running around with guns everywhere. This is what we do. This is part of living in Florida. The rest of the country has to get the memo. We have to start standing up and making our voices heard on what's happening. So, again, I encourage all of your listeners, thank you for the support. Thank you for waking up and saying, hey, we have to continue to support local businesses. We have to continue to support our alternative media and our online media that's telling the truth. Because I'm with you, Doug. It's been troubling to me how many people have been calling themselves, you know, American constitutional patriots. At the same time, they're literally just talking about the most asinine things. And, oh, it doesn't matter. Don't worry. You guys don't do anything right now. You just trust it. What's going to happen next? And I'm like, they're building up a prison around us right in front of our eyes, and they're shielding themselves from any and all liability and protecting them, having no backlash. And everybody's saying, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Guys, we have to continue to open up. You have to wake up. You got to stop, you know, running around with a mask on. I get it. I've said this before because people have gotten irritated with me. I get it. If you got an emergency, or you're going to the hospital, you got family in there, you have to wear a mask. I get it. If there's something, I'm not going to tell somebody, don't put on a mask because somebody's, you know, basically telling you to in a hospital while somebody's having a heart attack. You know, you got to get them in there. I get it. But as far as this blind compliance of just putting on a mask to be blindly compliant every time you walk into a business or a store, walk outside, it's got to stop. It's been used as an unbelievably aggressive and very specific tool to get people to comply with exactly what they're told to do and do not ask questions. You follow orders. You do what you're told. You do not ask questions. Put on that mask right now. Answer is no, I'm not going to do it. You know, if you absolutely have to, like I said, for a specific reason because there's an emergency, I get it. And in that case, don't put on these stupid, nasty ear loop masks. Put on like a bandana or something you can still get full oxygen out of. I mean, this was so stupid. Oh, the bandanas are fine. You can wear a bandana. And I'm like, this piece of cloth that I can see through, yeah, that works fine. I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But at least that way you're still getting adequate oxygen uptake and not recycling air.
But Austin, we should not even have to do that. And let's be reasonable among ourselves. Okay, somebody's going to wear a cloth mask over their face. That's not going to do anything against any virus. Okay, so then what you are doing if you are wearing a cloth mask is you're saying, okay, I'm going to comply with unlawful, unconstitutional, arbitrary edicts, walking around looking like an asshole, and sorry, but that's the way it is. Okay, because you just don't want to cause any waves and, you know, we just have to go along to get along. No. You know, we should be, pardon me for interrupting, but we should be like these Reddit. But by the way, I want to say this. Maxine Waters is calling for an investigation into, it's my understanding, into the traders. To see if there was a, you know, some sort of conspiracy. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me? But see, this is what happens with the SEC. And I have images from 08, 09, that crisis.
Yeah.
You know, when Goldman Sachs was, 12 hours from bankruptcy and they were bailed out and they're drinking champagne on Wall Street.
Yeah.
You can find the images. Okay, while people like you and I were trying to cobble enough money to make a mortgage payment, okay? I remember those times. This is, in a way, and I'm thankful that we have these people that are, sick of the lockdown, so they engage in this kind of activity, and they bring the system, they expose the system for what it is, and they're bringing the system to its knees. And you know what? The system doesn't like it. Okay.
Yep.
So thank God for this, and you know, Godspeed. Let's keep going. But you're right. It's all at a local level, which you were saying earlier. We have to get involved locally, because that way we can become stronger together and overtake this federalist Leviathan and bring that down around them. And you know what? Use the walls that they're building to keep them in. Okay. And so that's my story. I'm sticking to it. We got about 5 minutes left. So it's up to you, my friend.
Well, no, exactly what you said. You know, getting the information out there. We're going to start spreading this information about these storage units all over the city and all over the county. And I'm already planning on it. It's funny when Ted and I, because we got up and walked out of the meeting, because it wasn't a vote. It was basically a preliminary meeting to tell us kind of what they wanted to do and get our feedback, which is complete and total lie. They wanted to basically introduce it to what they were planning on doing. And we made it very vocally clear we were not okay. We were not going to allow it to happen if we had anything to do with it. You know, we do the best we can. And I got it. We got it and walked out halfway through the meeting because I didn't want to listen to the attorney anymore that was trying to do the sales pitch. We already made it abundantly clear, and the rest of the room did as well, that we didn't like it. And so I turned around and turned my back on and walked out. In disrespect, I did it on purpose. And people go, oh, I can't believe you did that. Well, I said, no, I want these individuals to know that are coming to our town, that are coming to our city, they want to come here and rape and pillage and buy the land for pennies on the dollar, and then turn around and put warehouses and storage units in residential areas that have no business, no request, no demand for storage units whatsoever. I want to let them know that we are not okay with this anymore. And so it's funny, Ted and I walked out halfway through the meeting, and we walked out of his truck, and this guy ran out there and chased us. And he goes, man, he goes, you guys are on point with this. He goes, you guys don't like this. I said, dude, this, you haven't met me before. I said, I'm Austin. I said, when I don't like something, everybody knows I don't like something. He goes, well, let me get your phone number. He's like, I'm going to start rallying everybody around here that we don't want this. I said, dude, let's do it. I said, this is what's going to happen. I said, I'm done seeing this happen and being involved with it partially and kind of being like, all right, whatever, I'm too busy. Because that's what's happened a lot of time. I'm not going to lie. I get busy with business. I'm busy with family. I'm running a company. I have another marketing company. I'm always going all the time. So I'm like, you know what? Sometimes it's easier. I don't want to deal with political stuff downtown Auburndale. I'm over it. But I've gotten to the point now where I'm like, you know what? I don't have that luxury anymore, because I can't sit by and complain about them doing something if I'm not going to do something about it on my local level the best that I can. So I just encourage everybody, keep making your voice heard, especially in these areas that have these lockdowns and these mask mandates. They're idiotic, they're asinine, and they're not based in science whatsoever. When I hear people come up there and they say, it's the science. I said, dude, there is no science to wearing masks. The research has shown they don't work. There is no science to lockdowns. The research has shown they don't work. Wake up, take your vitamins, stay healthy. The Doug 5 coupon, D-O-U-G-5, Doug coupon's hot and active right now throughout the whole weekend. 5% off the website, store-wide on all regular price products. Keep your immune system strong. Keep your mental acuity strong. Keep your energy and your body strong. And continue to fight for freedom. Because if we don't do it, nobody's going to do it for us, Doug. That's
a fact. And you know what? Thank you for that Doug 5 coupon. And folks, use it on non-saleable items or non-sale items. Use the Doug 5 coupon. It doesn't mean I get a kickback. It means that at least they know where the order came from. And I appreciate that. And folks, do yourself a favor. And I mean this. My favorite is the attention factor. I'm telling you although you can't tell maybe some days on air, I'm laser-like in terms of focus when I'm writing an article or looking at an investigative report. Man, I'll tell you what, that stuff works.
It's good.
You know, as well as your entire package for the immunity building and stuff, that is something I have never seen anyone else offer, and you guys do it the best. So please take advantage of the package deals that Health Masters has. And while you're shopping, listen to Ted and Austin. You got to do that, man. The information download, you will be going. I'm going to tell you what, I can never listen to one all the way through. I've got to like rewind it and hear it again or play it again because I take notes and I listen because they're on point and I love it. Austin, I want to say thank you very much, my friend. You are the man.
Thank you, my friend. Have a blessed weekend. I'll talk to you next time.
My best to your family, your dad, everyone there. God bless you.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Folks, that'll do it. The Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com. Do me a favor, please, everyone, listen to me. Do me a favor. Please subscribe to our Rumble account. And you might say, well, I really don't want to. No, please do it. Okay. The reason being, because of the way the internet works, it raises our visibility and it gets out to different countries. Okay. Since we're not playing the YouTube game anymore, we need that little kickstart. So I'm begging you. Yes, begging you. Subscribe to Rumble. Also, Brighteon as well. Have two. And there are little benefits there. I'm not going to really tell you, but there's some benefits there. Also, HagmanStore.com for coffee. HagmanStore.com for coffee. And one more thing, EMPShield.com, Hagman. Okay? Seriously, you need an EMP shield. Folks, we're going to be abbreviated next week because of some situations here in the office. I got to go. Eric's giving me the hook. But may God bless you. I'll be doing a couple of news briefs over the weekend. God bless. Good night.